This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sonny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today discussed diverse national security-related issues with the top police officials and the chief of different security agencies yesterday. Attending the second day of the All India Director Generals and Inspector Generals of Police Conference being held in Bhubaneswar, the Prime Minister also discussed the various operational and infrastructure-related issues faced by the police. A number of issues like internal security, new criminal laws, coastal security, cyber crime, Maoist menace, and the challenges posed by the emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones, as well as counter-terrorism strategies, also came up for the debate and deliberation during the day. The Prime Minister will also attend the conference today on its last day. The Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman handed over sanction letters and loans worth over 1,121 crore rupees to more than 50,000 beneficiaries as a credit outreach program yesterday. The program was organized at Janjarpur in Madhubani district of Bihar. Ms. Sitharaman distributed the loans under the scheme of PM Swanidhi, PM Vishwakarma, Mudra, Stand Up India and Kisan Credit Card Scheme. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit Kanpur in Uttar Pradesh today, where he will attend the Golden Jubilee celebration of Jaipuria School as the chief guest. Apart from it, the Vice President will also visit IIT Kanpur, where he is scheduled to address the students and the faculty. The government has announced that the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India has implemented several measures to ensure the safe transmission of the text messages and tracing of senders and commercial messages. To improve the message traceability, TRAI introduced traceability guidelines in August, requiring all access providers to trace all commercial messages from senders to recipients. Companies were initially given until 28th of October to comply, but the deadline was later extended to the 30th of November to allow time for the technical upgrades and the chain declaration by senders of commercial messages. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his condolences on the demise of the researcher Dr. Prithvendra Mukherjee. In his message, Mr. Modi said that Dr. Mukherjee was a multifaceted personality who had left a strong mark in the intellectual world. Delhi Police Crime Branch has arrested Aam Aadmi Party's MLA Naresh Balyan in connection with the extortion case, as his alleged links to the gang Kapil Sangwan, also known as Nandu. According to the police, the arrest was made after they recovered an audio clip from the conversation between MLA Naresh Balyan and the gangster Kapil Sangwan during the investigation. The conversation allegedly involved discussions about collecting ransom money from businessmen, the police added. Further investigation is in progress. Nagaland is set to celebrate its 62nd statehood day today. It was on this day in 1963, Nagaland became the 16th state of India. A series of events have been planned across the state to commemorate this important milestone in Nagaland's history. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has expressed his grief over the murder of the Indian student Nakarapu Sayateja in the USA. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar stated that the Indian consulate in Chicago is providing all possible assistance to the family. In a post on X, the Consulate General of India in Chicago called for immediate action against the perpetrators. The World AIDS Day is being observed today to raise the public awareness about acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. The day after, it provides the opportunity for the people to unite and fight against HIV to show the support for the living in HIV. The Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda will inaugurate the World AIDS Day 2024 event in Indore, Madhya Pradesh today. State Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will grace the occasion as the guest of honor. And that is the end of this news bulletin.